Informed, not inflamed.
Well, here comes the wound collecting of socialism. Hi, everybody. John Daly here with a little Informed, Not Inflamed. We're actually trying out a new podcast. Tell us what you think. I'll do my best to shed light on the dark corners of the media they fail to show. And I will do my best to piss off everyone. So here we go. What AOC might be getting right. Now, many of you conservatives might not even get past that first line, but hear me out. There's a reason why so many people are paying attention to or attacking the new Democratic Congresswoman from New York City, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, also known as AOC. She actually sees the future more clearly than many veteran lawmakers. Sure, she leans hard left. Free college tuition, Medicare for all, both nice ideas in theory, but not in reality. Raising tax rates on the rich, and a universal base income for all Americans. Now, if our minds are still stuck in the 1980s, then this is horrifying. But the economic trends seem to be moving her way. Now, I'm not going Marxist on you. In fact, what I see is the movement to make our capitalistic society more humane for more Americans. Think of socialism all the way to the left, then draw the line all the way to the right, and we have unbridled capitalism. This is capitalism without regulation that leads to monopoly control by a few. We need to be somewhere in the middle of those two. Now, is there a fear with embracing AOC of quashing enterprise and American entrepreneurial spirit like we did in the 1970s after embracing a far-left 1960s agenda? Sure, but I don't see us going hammer and sickle. Now, even the two stalwarts of the 20th century, China and Russia, have rejected pure socialism and injected their idea of capitalism into their societies. You know, some would argue our system resembles parts of Russia and China, rewarding the special interest elites who keep their people in power. But there are more reasons ahead that AOC and an awakened left are seeing that we can't dismiss outright. First, take the immediate effects of the government shutdown. We saw government workers who live from paycheck to paycheck. This shows how many vulnerable full-time workers there are. The fears of income equality are not going away, and many would say are not being addressed. Now, second, realize that Medicare costs are only going to rise as our society continues to age. At the same time, too, we do little to reduce the cost of healthcare. Our healthcare system is set up for the profit of healthcare companies, not for the health of the American people. We have a new podcast coming up on that soon, too. Now, that has to change, and it is beginning. I am witnessing many companies taking healthcare into their hands for their employees. I'm also seeing individuals who are saving money, getting healthier, while getting away from our current healthcare system. Read this book. It's called Undoctored by William Davis, MD. Fabulous book. Third, look at the demographics. We are becoming a less white society. Illegal immigration is only a small part of the reasons for that. Fourth, and more importantly, technology will eliminate 50% of the jobs we have today. That's coming up in about 10 years. Artificial intelligence, blockchain, and e-commerce are coming fast. Here's what we miss, though. Those innovations will make life easier for those who own or run these technologies. For those who have no jobs, our society will have to do something to keep the peace and create conditions so people can live a rewarding life. Read this book, AI Superpowers by Kai-Fu Lee. Ironically, I just spoke to an expert on China who believes the Chinese are more concerned about their own people uprising because of lack of jobs or fulfillment in life than they are about the United States. And we should be too. Now, clearly, Donald Trump was perceptive enough to see a part of the electorate who was left behind because of trade and corporate profits. You could say AOC might be doing the same thing. Here's another reality. So many of us are up in arms about the fear of socialism taking over here. Yet at the same time, too, we have one of the biggest socialistic programs ever. It's called Medicare. Now, I know a lot of you are going to say, yeah, I paid into it over the last 30, 40 years. Yes, you have. But what you have paid into, according to many studies, will only cover 30 to 50% of what you will use in medical expenses over your lifetime. That's why taxpayers are footing the rest of that bill. Like it or not, folks, that is socialism. Tell me what you think. A couple of things. First, head to the Twitter site that I have. It's at John Daly News, and follow me there. That is my news site. I will show you how to set up one for yourself in another podcast so you'll be more informed in 15 minutes of time compared to watching hours of cable news. Also, be on the lookout for two other podcasts I'll be doing. I'll be doing a joint podcast with my business partner, Susan Anzalone, on Undercover Jet Setter, which will cover tips on travel, food, wine, and golf, and how to live like a jet setter without being a billionaire. And be on the lookout for the Healthcare Secrets podcast that I'll be doing with Judd Anglin. Judd and I will be shedding light on the healthcare industry that no one in the healthcare industry wants you to hear. Plus, we'll be making you healthier and wealthier. So stay tuned to all that. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
For more on John Daly, go to informednotinflamed.com.